refers to a little mystery story with all sorts of implications, which has rather slipped out of some rather busy headlines. A week ago, a Chinese tycoon, Zhao Jianhua, was abducted from his plush hotel apartment where he lived in the central business district of Hong Kong. He appears to have been taken by Chinese agents to the mainland. Now, this is no random event. It follows previous abductions in Hong Kong, and there's growing nervousness about the state's legal independence and about the safety of any who displease the Chinese regime. The abduction is, in fact, terrifying, my first guest argues. Willie Lam is an adjunct professor at the Centre for China Studies at the Chinese University of Hong Kong. He joins me by Skype. He's been a valued guest on this program before. Welcome back, Willie Lam.
Hi.
Why is it terrifying? For whom?
Well, quite a large number of mainland Chinese billionaires have chosen to locate in Hong Kong. Many of them have actually moved their domicile to Hong Kong because they think that they can enjoy rule of law in Hong Kong. There is no extradition agreement between Hong Kong and mainland China. And according to the basic law, which is Hong Kong's constitution, mainland law enforcement agencies cannot conduct operations within Hong Kong. So until the Zhao Jianhua case, which was a week ago, this was the assumption. But now, the fact that at the highest level of the Communist Party, they decided to take action against Mr. Xiao in total disregard to one country, two systems.
We should say the one country, two systems was the agreement struck when the British left in 1997, because it's 20 years this year. And I think that was to apply for about 50 years, am I right?
Yeah, correct. This would apply for at least 50 years. So according to one country, two systems, Chinese laws cannot be applied to Hong Kong, and Chinese police have no role in Hong Kong. So the abduction of billionaire Mr. Xiao, I think, has raised alarm amongst the not only ordinary citizens, but also Chinese businessmen based in Hong Kong, and also Hong Kong legislators, politicians, scholars, NGO leaders who have criticized China. It basically means that nobody is safe because the Chinese authorities can do whatever they like, it seems.
Do I take it that it's this man's status that makes it even more frightening? Like, after all, this happened last year with those five booksellers, one of whom is still missing, four have come back, but they were, quotes, humble booksellers. This man is very well connected indeed. Is that what's also getting people worried?
Oh, definitely. The Xiao case is much more significant than the case of one of the book publishers, Mr. Li Bo, who was abducted to China about a year ago. So Mr. Xiao is well known in China and also amongst international business people. And what is frightening is that the heart of the matter seems to be President Xi Jinping and his underlings want to abduct Xiao Jianhua for the purpose of internal power struggle.
Do we know this? China watching, is it? Typical sort of speculation, reading the tea leaves, as it were.
Well, this is reading the tea leaves, plus based on my contacts in Beijing, they say that this is closely connected with factional power struggles within the upper echelons of the Communist Party, because a major party congress, the 19th Party Congress, is coming up in just a little more than half a year's time. And Mr. Xiao has been a business conduit. He has done business with many of the powerful clans within the party, including powerful clans who are the enemies of Mr. Xi Jinping. And I think the crux of the issue is that they hope that during interrogations of Mr. Xiao in Beijing, where he is now held, he would cough up embarrassing and damaging information about Mr. Xi's enemies. Mm. After which Xi could use these damaging materials to intimidate his opponents so that he will have full control of the party congress, meaning that he can place his protégés in senior positions at the Party Congress.
So if you wouldn't mind just taking us through what happened when he was taken away, Mr. Zhijian Jianhua.
Well, according to the CCTV footage at the Four Seasons Hotel, which is a six-star hotel at the heart of the Central Business District in Hong Kong, five or six people looking like law enforcement agents escorted Mr. Xiao out of his apartment at the hotel. And then
that was at 1 a.m. on Friday, wasn't it?
Right. And then the group, together with apparently two of Mr. Xiao's bodyguards, were escorted, and they boarded two vehicles, which a few hours later showed up at the border, at the border crossing. And they and the Hong Kong police and immigration authorities also have footage of the group leaving Hong Kong and crossing into Shenzhen. But subsequently, Mr. Xiao, of course, placed an advertisement in a major Hong Kong newspaper saying that he has not been abducted, saying that he is just recuperating in some foreign country, that means outside China.
Right. His relatives had, I understand, contacted Hong Kong police and said that he had been taken.
Right. Even though several hours later, his wife apparently asked the Hong Kong police to cancel the case, perhaps after Mr. Xiao had called up his wife. Mm. Well, the whereabouts of Mrs. Xiao is also a big question mark. There are reports in Hong Kong that she has left Hong Kong for Japan, presumably a safer place. But I think what is beyond doubt is that Mr. Xiao is now held in Beijing.
It's a heck of a way to treat an ally, isn't it, though? You know, if he's allegedly an ally of Xi Jinping too. Because there was speculation that when he came to live in Hong Kong in 2014, that he was getting away from the corruption crackdown by Xi Jinping.
Right. It's also possible, even though we don't have hard and fast evidence, that Mr. Xiao's huge empire has been under investigation for taking part in the short-selling spree, which accounted for this stock market crash in July 2015. But we have no proof about all these allegations against his huge business empire in China.
Just tell us, if you would, about his company called the Tomorrow Group, which is based in mainland China and has tentacles in a range of industries, doesn't it?
Right. Well, the Tomorrow Group has very close connections with at least 10 major clans of the Communist Party. So its major business is speculating in the stock market, even though it has investments in industries and so forth. But it made its money basically through speculative ventures, buying and selling in the stock market, perhaps with the benefit of insider information, just because it has such sterling political connections with the top clans within the Communist Party.
This is how The Economist described the mood in Hong Kong last year. Business frets about the slowdown in China. Political life remains scarred by the failure of the pro-democracy umbrella movement of 2014. The alleged abduction since October of five Hong Kong residents by the Chinese authorities has cast a dark shadow. So I assume that things have deteriorated even further. Is this really in Beijing's interests?
Well, for the top leaders, including President Xi Jinping, what is most important is power. And for this year, the political agenda consists of basically this 19 Party Congress, where the membership of important bodies, including the Politburo, the Politburo Standing Committee, will be changed. So for Xi Jinping, nothing trumps the imperative of maintaining his already very impressive powers. However, he is facing resistance within the party from other factions, for example, the Shanghai faction, which is led by former President Jiang Zemin. So that's why I think he is using Machiavellian means to intimidate and eventually to marginalize and demolish his enemies. Yes. So the imperative is consolidating power. And if this were to affect the status of Hong Kong as a international financial center, then this is certainly of very secondary consideration.
See, collateral damage. Look, finally, Willie Lam, does this climate you describe, where obviously there's a lot more worry in Hong Kong, do you yourself feel afraid? Because you're known as a commentator who I think speaks without fear or favour.
Well, I think as a responsible intellectual in Hong Kong, I think one has the obligation to speak the truth as far as we know. Despite the worsening climate and the possibility that a national security legislation might be passed in Hong Kong within the coming year, which would be highly threatening to independent scholars, media commentators, and so forth. I think one has the obligation to lay out what was really happening in Hong Kong and China.
Well, good luck. I hope we speak again before the end of the year. Thank you very much for your time, Willie.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you much. Thank you. Bye.
Willie Lam talking to us from Hong Kong, and he is with the Chinese University of Hong Kong and the Jamestown Foundation. Your thoughts, most welcome if you're a regular traveller. I see that it was named as one of the most visited city in the world, believe it or not, Hong Kong, trumping all others. So many of you may go there, and I'd love to hear your thoughts.